Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 on this Friday, April 24th. Overcast up here in Fayetteville, but I think the rain, I guess, is done for most of the rest of the day. As far as I know, Roger, I can't really tell. I don't.
We just had
raining cats and even dogs here.
And guess what?
Oh, down there. Okay.
And guess what Christian just did?
What's that?
He stepped in a poodle.
Oh.
See what I did there? What I did? You can use that for your kid.
Morning Mayhem is fully assembled today. Got Justin Moore back after a crazy 7 or 10 days for Justin all over the place, doing great things on stage for the community, working on the next album. And then, yesterday Roger and I were all over the place from Sheridan to Indiana to Fayetteville today, and so it's been a fun show.
You went to Indiana. I went back to Sheridan twice. I forgot something.
Oh, no. We've had a busy show. Chancellor Charles Robinson was on with us. First of all, we're at the Janelle Y. Hembree Alumni House, and we want to thank them for letting us do our show here. If you look at the camera where I'm doing the show from, you'll see some memorabilia from sports over the decades here at Arkansas. But we've had Alan McDowell in the 8 o'clock hour. We had Coach Ryan Silverfield. And then just a few minutes, we're going to visit with Bree Ellis, as well as Courtney Dyfel at 9:30. So it's been a fun Razorback kind of day. Justin will be performing tomorrow at 12:45 out here at the pit, lot 44, whatever you want to call it. And then the Hogtown is open.
I think they call it lot 300 now.
I think they changed the number on it. Yeah, it was always.
It's a pit. It's right the one right in front of the north end zone.
Yeah, so you'll be from 12:45. What are you going to play? An hour, hour and 15 minutes, something like that.
An hour.
Yeah, and then the red white game is at 2:00. I'm gonna have to leave. I'm not gonna be able to watch the darn red white game. Maybe a little bit of it because
kidding me.
No, I'm emceeing the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame banquet, and it's 3.5 hours. I got to be there at 5:30. So I didn't know they were starting the game at 2:00. I thought they were starting I just didn't pay attention to the time. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, I'll get to see your concert tomorrow. I know that for sure. And then I'm going to go watch softball tonight as the Razorbacks take on Missouri. And it is Bree Ellis bobblehead night tonight. So,
What time do they play?
They play at 5:00 today, this afternoon, rather.
I was going to say, I could change my leave time to come watch them play, but that's
it. 5:00 today.
Abrupt.
Justin, will you bring our special guest onto the show appropriately, please?
Justin,
who's our special guest?
Bree Ellis.
Oh, yes. The greatest.
I'm sorry. I meant Roger, not Justin.
Okay.
Oh, okay. What?
I was. Yeah. There we go. That's. I'm sorry, Justin. Ba 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 da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Bobblehead.
All right, let's bring in the National Player of the Year last year. She's a pro now with the Utah Talons. The one and only Bree Ellis.
If my daughter, my oldest daughter, was listening right now rather than being in school,
yeah,
she would flip out. She loves Bree.
Good morning, Bree.
Idolizes her.
Good morning. How is everyone?
We're great. So great to have you back on the show. Have you missed us at all? Did you ever think about us, Bree?
Nope.
Of course I do. How could I forget y'all and this energy bright and early Friday morning?
Yeah. Listen, we had a great time last year, talking to you each week. Just to remind everybody the numbers that Bree Ellis had last year. Your batting average, it was your career best last season as a senior, .440. You led Arkansas to the NCAA Super Regionals. You had a career high in hits, 59, doubles, 9, home runs, 26, RBI, 72, and you tied the SEC single season home run record of course, National Player of the Year. And then you became a pro. You were, obviously, you got the golden tickets and played with the Talons. And I don't know if Roger and Christian and Justin, I don't know if you guys knew it, but the Talons were the inaugural champions of the Athletes Unlimited Softball League. So, yeah, how about that, Bree? What a whirlwind you've been on the last year or two. It's been quite the career.
It has been a whirlwind, and it's just a lot of kind of move as I go with the winds.
Yeah, you bet.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
I saw where you threw out the first pitch of the Astros. You're a Houston girl, so I'm sure that had to be a fun deal for you.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, coolest thing I've ever done yet. So that was definitely up there.
Did those Astros know who you were? So I presume the baseball players keep up with somebody like you that had the kind of senior season. Did they know you and lock in pretty quick with you?
Yeah, they knew me from the Grand Slam video because it was everywhere. So they recognized me and came up and talked to me. It was really cool. I felt so special.
Well, you are special. So tell everybody what you're up to. Once the season is done, I presume you're going to go back and, you know, we're going to continue to play. I know that you called some games this year. I saw that. So what's the status with Bree Ellis right now?
So just a little bit of everything. I'm training, getting ready for season. Obviously, it's coming up here in like a little over a month. And then, yeah, I did. I called two games in the UConn series. That was really fun. Just like a, I don't know, put it on my resume, and if that's something I want to do, at least sure. I've already got two under my belt. I do a lot of camps. This year, I haven't really run my own camps. I've just kind of, people reach out to me to come be like the head person or like coach or whatever at the camps.
Right.
And then,
right.
you know, kids come, and it's a good way to pay my rent and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm still finishing my undergrad, just the way that transferring and having to change my major and stuff. I lost all my credits. So I'm finishing that out right now. I stay busy. I get pulled in a lot of different directions. I feel like I'm always flying somewhere. It's really cool. It's a really fun life.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we've talked about this, Justin Moore and I have, and Cindy Parlee as well, about doing a Justin Moore softball camp. And so if we do that at some point, we'd love to have you involved with that. Can you make pretty good money doing those camps? Has that been a really good resource for you as far as generating revenue?
Yeah, it's pretty lucrative for sure.
Yeah, it's Justin, you know that world better than I do, but I think it would be great because Justin loves softball. I think, you know, who knows, we might even get Coach Dyfel involved. But in the state of Arkansas,
well,
I'm talking
Bree, my wife and I have three daughters. So I grew up, baseball was my favorite sport. I played it, and now that I've had daughters and coached them, I love softball more than baseball now.
A lot of people say that, and I think it's just it's quicker. Every pitch is intense, and there's just passion, energy that you don't always find on the other side, I guess.
Yeah,
it's a faster moving game, a little more exciting, shorter bases, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we, Bree, Roger and I, you know, we were new to the game, you know, when we started doing this with a Razorback softball player 5 years ago with Mary Half, and it did take long for us to really start enjoying and love the sport too, because it's like you said, what Justin said, everything's tighter, more compact, and the other thing, and Roger, you talk about this quite a bit, the personalities of the players, the fun that you have, it's out there. You feel it, you see it, and it just makes it fun to watch. And it's an entertaining game.
Well,
it's fast-paced.
And,
yeah.
And to interrupt because of the delay, Baz, just to touch on with that, is with what you said earlier, Bree, when Baz asked you, did the girls, did the ladies know about you? I feel like in that world, in that sport, more of you know each other and you are welcoming in. I don't know. That's what I feel because of what we got to see with you, Mary Hath, et al., as opposed to when the fellas do it. You gotta claim your territory and that sort of thing, which is just, I think, maybe a guy thing. But I could be wrong, but that's the way I look at it, and that's the reason that we gravitate to the softball, because of those personalities.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Tonight, let's talk about tonight. So I want to know, when they asked you to do the bobblehead, did you pose for it? Did you pick out the headshot that you wanted to use? Is the head proportional the way you like it? I know it's got to be bigger, but are you happy with the way it looks?
Just to have a bobblehead of yourself, it's crazy.
Yes.
And nobody told me I was doing it. So.
All right.
Me.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Painting that thing. I'm serious. Well, I mean, what am I going to say? No?
Well, you could, I guess. I guess you could say no. How many have they done? Is it first come, first serve until they run out tonight? Or how many, do you have any idea?
I think it is first come, first serve. I don't even know if I'm going to get one.
Yeah, you're going to get one. Well, let me ask you this, Bree. I'll be there tonight, so I'll snag you one. And if are you here in town tonight?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so yeah, I can snag you one. Let's talk real quick about this team. Ella McDowell is our player that we have on each week, and I know you love her, and she loves you. What do you think about this team? It looks like, from maybe top to bottom, it may be a little bit different from last year's team. That there's no weaknesses in the batting lineup. I mean, everybody's contributing, it seems. Whenever somebody needs to hit, it doesn't matter whether it's the top of the order or the bottom. This team finds ways to win with the bat. And of course, they've got good pitching, too. But what do you think about this year's squad?
Yeah, I agree. I think, a lot of lessons learned from last year and just the frustrations that come with it. And I think what Coach Dyfel was trying to do is build a more diverse and different lineup. So, like, say if we're facing a pitcher that the power hitters are struggling with, it's fine because we have lefties, we have gap hitters, we have people who can lay a bunt down. Like, just anything to generate an offense and make things happen, because it's not always going to be the long ball, especially as you go deeper and deeper into the season and postseason. It's like you really have to rely on having several different tools in your toolbox to be able to come out and win games when you feel like it's absolutely just impossible to hit the ball. So I think that's really important. I think Coach Dyfel did a great job with the lineup this year. And, it's really fun to watch them and see how far they've come, and just as they keep going. Yeah, they're great.
Well, we keep hoping, and we're going to keep believing every year, that this is the year that you get to the World Series. And I'll never forget, I remember seeing the expression on your face when you guys lost, and just the pain that was there, because you guys, that was the goal. And I know it's painful for Coach Dyfel, but maybe this will be the year. I know it'll be. I know what happened last week alone, Bree, going to Oklahoma. And I know they didn't win the series, but you win game two, you were in game one, you were up like 3 or 4 to nothing in game one. That had to build some confidence, so maybe this is the year that, gets them over the hump.
Yeah, it all comes down to, when times get tough, when you're facing a great pitcher and you can't seem to time up a changeup or whatever it may be, if you can find a way to get the job done and, a little bit of luck to have some things go your way. And you look at some of the teams that have made it the past few years, there's always like a few that kind of come through the mud to get there. So I think, of course, anything's possible. And I do think with the diversity through the lineup this year that they have a really good shot. They have a really good shot every year, but it gives you more confidence knowing that there's, each hitter is different, each player is different, and you're going to have to use a different approach to get them out each time.
Well, Bree, hey, listen, thanks so much for jumping on with us. Tell your folks we said hello. They were always pleasant and great to deal with, and excited about all the great things that are happening in your life and career. I do want to keep that in the back of your mind, and Justin, if it's something we want to do, I think it would be a big hit, and love to bring in Bree.
For sure. Yeah.
And we'll pay Bree, and I think there's, yeah, softball's so big everywhere, but it's big in Arkansas too for kids, and so maybe one of these days we can make that happen. But I'll snag you a bobblehead tonight to make sure you have one, and I'll ship it to you. And congratulations on getting that, and thanks for spending some time with us today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much, guys. So good to talk to y'all again.
Thanks, Bree.
All right. Thanks, Bree. Appreciate it. Bree Ellis, everybody. There she goes.
I'm glad we didn't ask her to clap us out.
Yeah, what a good kid.
She sure is. She was going, I don't know if you guys saw it, she went through a tough stretch there for a while. When she got through playing, I don't know if she sort of, you know, maybe lost, you know, sort of her identity. I don't know, but she was putting it out there. I didn't want to get into it today with her because I just wanted to be positive. But that was, and she put it out there on social media that, you know, she was dealing with some depression and you know, unhappiness. And so, you know, that's
some struggles.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just got to sort of grind your way through it, work your way through it. And, but, Roger, listen, there's no question the Justin Moore softball camp would be a huge hit. So, I'm not.
Yeah, we I mean,
yeah.
Normally, when you introduce ideas,
and force
me to do them,
yes.
I'm like, pass, please.
I think that
would be really cool.
I think it'd be
awesome. You get Sydney Parley.
Yep. Yep.
Her, maybe Hannah Gamble.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
If she's still around.
Yeah,
I don't know. She is.
I think Coach Dyfel would be involved. You know, if the schedule.
I would love that. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, and then of course it would fit with, you know, your kids too. Depending on what, I mean, there's a lot of different directions you can go with age and, you know, the level. If you want to do a high level.
Yeah, I'm going to pitch my daughter to coach here.
That's right.
Shortly.
Yes. I think you did last time, didn't you? I think you.
I don't know if she's on that level, but she can play at the next level. I just don't know if it's Arkansas level.
You know, Roger, you know what Ella does?
What's that?
She hits dingers. That's what she does.
She hits dingers.
My bad.
Now, I do want to say this.
From both sides of the plate.
Yeah, I mean, how about that?
Oh, a switch hitter.
Yeah, how about that? Justin, you've been super busy and covered up, but you missed a magical performance yesterday. We continue to be...
Christian?
We continue to be... There's no other show in America like ours. We've got three amazing voices, and we put him on the spot yesterday, Justin. It was Glenn Campbell. I almost said Earl Campbell. It was Glenn Campbell's birthday yesterday.
Day before...
And you're a robot now.
Yeah, Christian, if you can find it.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
He made it. Well, I mean, can you even hear me? I'm a half a.
I can hear you.
Yeah,
okay,
we got
you.
Hear you fine.
Yeah, Justin, he made it his. He slowed it down a little bit, but it was a great rendition of Wichita Lineman, and we want to play that for you today.
What a great song.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, you got it, Christian.
Yeah, I got it. Let me get it potted up.
Set it up, and put it on the blade. Put it on blade one.
All right. Here we go. I am a lineman for the county. Sounds bad playing out of here.
Send it to me then.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Wow, that was quick.
He's not going to allow that to happen.
No, he was not letting that get out there. Thanks,
Drake. Morning Mayhem today on the button bar. We'll get that in there right away.
Justin, hey, so Justin, what time are you getting up here tomorrow?
I should be there by like 5 or 6 a.m.
Here we go.
I am
a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Oh. Let me get
spot on. Spot
how about
on.
How about that? Outstanding.
Atta boy.
Chris, how about it? Bar in a beer joint with smells of dog and urine. That right there is playing on the jukebox. I'm digging my hand into a a fake wooden bow that has been dipped in hands by a thousand other drunk booger eaters to get peanuts out. I'm drinking a beer and I'm smoking a cigarette.
I'm really into the scene that you're building.
Dude, that is outstanding.
Christian knows this because I think he and I are a lot alike, but maybe you disagree, Christian, but like that he knew, but that was spot on.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Yes, that was
Justin Moore.
Love it when he goes Acapulco. It's not easy to do.
Acapulco.
All right, so coming up next, we continue with our Razorback theme today. Courtney Dyfel, number 6 Razorbacks. Softball team plays tonight at 5 o'clock or this afternoon. Do not go away.
Goodness me!
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas baseball got a come-from-behind win in Columbia last night as they trailed 3-1 heading into the 7th against Missouri before scoring 2 in that inning and 2 in the 8th to win 5-4. Game 2 will be tonight at 7 on the SEC Network, while Game 3 will be tomorrow at 2 on SEC Network Plus. Both of those games can be heard on The Buzz. The Arkansas Travelers got a win against the Corpus Christi Hoods last night 3-0. Weather permitting, they'll play again tonight at 7:05. It's a Fireworks Friday at Dickey Stevens Park. Coverage of the game can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. And Arkansas softball gets their penultimate SEC series of the year started tonight as they face Missouri in Fayetteville. First pitch is set for 5. It'll be on SEC Network Plus. Tomorrow's game will be at 11 a.m. on SEC Network, and Sunday's game will be at 1 on SEC Network Plus. I'm Christian Weaver for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. Our main threat today, damaging wind from the thunderstorms rolling through. It is an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms, and we'll have a high temperature of 72. Still a 60% chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight, mainly this evening. Overnight, we'll drop down to 60. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Cabot Outdoors has your Get Ready to Save Big during the Hustler Spring Sales event through May 31st. Save up to $350 off the Raptor Series and up to $550 off the Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at participating Hustler dealers. Hustlers engineered and tested for long-lasting performance designed to keep you mowing season after season. Visit CabotOutdoors.com. Shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today.
Offer valid 4/15/26 through 5/31/26 or while quantities last. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. At Jones & Son, when you shop for an engagement ring, you get the benefit of shopping with the largest selection of rings in Central Arkansas. Jones & Son also carry the biggest brands in the business. At Jones & Son, shop their new collection of Jones & Son branded engagement rings. The Jones & Son rings are high quality at a fraction of the price, also are fully customizable, and they can modify any design to suit your needs. They are a direct diamond importer and import all of their diamonds, so you save money. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years. The same address and phone number for over 3 decades. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry to match the occasion can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be at Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Find the right diamonds for that special occasion. Jones & Son invites you to come by or shop with them online at jonesandson.com. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, and they've been there for over 39 years.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 2nd at the Conway Expo Hall, presented by Sullivan's Automotive, Carter's Auto and Cooling, and Pinnacle Automotive. New this year, best of show for car and truck, $1,000 Visa gift card to each winner.
One day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at obi.org/events. That's obi.org/events.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 10th, and you can make it unforgettable with something truly special from Tipton & Hurst, Arkansas's premier florist for over a century. Tipton & Hurst is your most trusted source for gorgeous floral arrangements, fine gift baskets, and high-quality blooming plants. If you're looking for something to brighten your Mother's Day, Tipton & Hurst has you covered. Shop at locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, and Rogers, or enjoy the convenience of delivery right to mom's doorstep. Don't miss out on this opportunity to show your mother how truly special she is. Call 501-666-3333 or visit TiptonHurst.com today.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday morning. The Travs won last night in a shutout, their second shutout of the season, blanking Corpus Christi 3-0. Nico Telesheh leading the pitching effort with six scoreless innings and five strikeouts to collect his first win of the season. Three relievers worked an inning each, Jason Ruffcorn, Reed Van Scooter, and Nick Davila, with Davila finishing it off for his first save of the year. Travs have won two of the first three this week against the Hooks. Got some early offense last night to set up the great pitching effort as they shut out Corpus Christi 3-0. Tonight, 7:05 start, left-hander Cade Anderson for the Travs, the most outstanding player of last year's College World Series, pitching as a pro for the fourth time. Cade's 1-0 with a 0.64 ERA for the Travs, up against right-hander Brandon McPherson for the Hooks. First pitch, 7:05, fireworks after the ballgame tonight at Dickey Stevens Park. Travs win last night in a shutout, home again tonight, 7:05 to Corpus Christi. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
And I don't sell Dixie cups down at the K-Store, Daddy. All I do is beat people up and be the best at what I am.
Dusty Rhodes. All right, it is 9:33, running the split offense for Morning Mayhem today. I am here at the Janelle Y. Henry Alumni House, right next to the stadium. Justin Moore is out in Poen, and Roger Scott and Kristen Weaver are holding down the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio there in Little Rock. Roger, our last guest of the day, will you please welcome her in the proper way? We really appreciate Courtney Dyfel joining us now on game day. Coach, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. We know you're busy.
Well, of course. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, we've already had
time for you guys. You know?
Well, you have, and we appreciate this. You're always accessible to so many people and so many media folks, and that's part of promoting the sport. You know, you do that as well as anybody. And we've already had Ella McDowell, who we have on every Friday, and we also have had Bree Ellis on today. And so I will say this: this is the fifth year that we've had one of your players on, going back to Mary Half and Hannah Gamble, and it's just been really a treat. To get to know these players. And Ella is, you know, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, what a personality she has, and she's having a great year. She's having a great year too.
Yeah, absolutely. She's having a great year, but whenever you get to be around Ella, there's never a dull moment. So hopefully you're seeing that play out on your radio show.
She's had a run of really great
players and really great personalities.
We sure have. Yeah, we found out that she's a DJ. Elevate is her DJ name, and we did want to take a minute to make sure that if people are listening in Central Arkansas or listening to us wherever they stream, is that game time tonight is at 5:00. It's Bree Ellis bobblehead night, and so is it just first come first serve the bobbleheads until they run out? Is that the way this works?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the first, like, I'm pretty sure it's like 750 fans, so they
Very
have
nice.
A good number of these to pass out, and we got an early look. My boys have one each, and, you know, it's a good one. It's a good one.
she said that you had a bobblehead. Is that right? Do you have a bobblehead done for you? Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yep.
I love it. I did want to say this, is that I know you didn't win the series against Oklahoma, but, you know, you won the second game, and you were up, I think, 4-0 in the first game, and that's sort of been the MO that it seems like the last three or four times you've played them. You jump out early, and they've somehow found a way to come back and win. But to get that win there was certainly, I think it was really significant. But I noticed something, Coach, I wanted to bring up, is that one of your interviews during the game, I don't know if it was the first game, second game, or third game, the people, the broadcasters were going on and on about, well, the environment and the stadium and all this, and you just sort of gave them a, yeah, you know, it just sort of felt like you're going, hey, listen, we're not intimidated. We're here to win. We believe we can win. I don't think I've ever seen you do that kind of interview before. Normally, which is you're always positive, but I think it's sort of you wanted to communicate, hey, listen, we're not intimidated. We belong here, and we're good enough to beat these guys. Is that something I picked up on? Is that accurate?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously Oklahoma. They're such a huge name in our sport. We have a lot of, you know, personal connections to it too, and the stadium's incredible. But there was nothing big-eyed about our team in that. We didn't walk in and not feel that we didn't belong there, or that we were, you know, we're an elite team too. And so, yeah, it is a great environment. It's a great environment for softball.
Yep.
And we belong on that stage too. So it was a great environment. It was a great matchup. I was so proud of our team. We had a lot of just adversity that we faced that weekend, and just them staying the course and fighting together. Like, I just, you know, wanted to make it about them, and just really proud of them more than anything.
Justin Moore is the softball expert on our show, but Roger and I like to think that we're becoming that, Courtney. And so I've noticed this year's team over the last 5 years compared to the others, with your transfer portal players you brought in and the players you already have, from top to bottom, I mean, it seems like everybody contributes. It's a different star every week, every game. And I'm not sure we've seen that. You've had great lineups and great hitters, but I don't know if we've seen from top to bottom a lineup like you had this year.
Yeah, I agree. It's just it's just so strong. 1 through 9, 1 through 10, 11, whoever we put in there. And, it's been someone different every day. And I think the strength of our team is the strength of our depth, our strength of our lineup, the strength of our pitching staff, the strength of our defense. And, they're so fun to watch. They're so fun to work with every day. But it's fun answering, well, what makes this team so good? It's like, well, because every area is really good. You know,
this
team just steps up for each other, and it's someone different every day, but they just lean into each other. And, every facet of our game is really stellar. And so they never feel like it has to be them. You know, they just kind of have each other's back and find ways to win. And they're so fun. They're so fun. So
last thing before we let you go. You guys, what, 37? Let me see here. What are you, 37-8?
You tell me. You're
37-8, 11-7 in conference.
Okay.
And it's a grind of a year. And you've got one more series. Of course, you know, now you got to play, you know, number two, Texas. I think that's what they are next week. Do you sort of feel like, okay, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel? We've been grinding and grinding. And now we're ready to make that next transition. Do you do that? Because it is. I mean, you're playing in the toughest conference in America, and it's got to be exhausting to do that. But you can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel that the season's almost over and it's almost tournament time.
You know what's so crazy with this, like, this team and this year? It has not felt like that at all. We knew it was going to be a grind. I mean, we signed on to play in the SEC, which is, you know, that's what we want. We want to line it up against the best, and we're one of those. And on top of that, I think we got the first or second toughest schedule in the SEC.
Yeah.
So it's not just the gauntlet. It is the best of the gauntlet.
Right.
And the way this team has just showed up every day and been businesslike, it's so crazy. I was like thinking about yesterday. I'm like, I can't even imagine we're staring at the last two weekends. It has flown by. And there's times where in years past you're like, gosh, dang it. Who do we have next? It's like they just focus on the next game. It's never been about, like, the long haul. It's been about, like, just, you know, figuring out and being our best the next game. And so this year has flown by, and I don't feel that at all. It's like, dang, we're yeah. ready for the postseason. But it's not like, oh, let's turn the page, let's get ready. It's like we're literally just doing a really great job of being in the moment and enjoying that and being the best we can on any given day. So it's been an absolute blast to coach this team.
Well, we are believing that good things, even bigger things, lie ahead for this team. And I just want to remind everybody, too, and I failed to point this out, Roger and Justin, is that you've got the 5 o'clock Brielle's bobblehead giveaway tonight. But very wisely, tomorrow, your game tomorrow is at 11 a.m. So you can actually go watch the game and still be able to go watch the red-white scrimmage. You can, if you're a football fan, too, you can do both. So that was smart planning, I guess, I presume, on your part to do it that way. Sunday, of course, is a 1 o'clock start. But we appreciate you jumping on with us, Coach Dyfel, and continued success. And can't wait for the bigger things that lie ahead here in the coming weeks.
Thank you so much. Me too. Me too. Have a great
day.
Right. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Go Hogs. Yeah, that was that's a smart move to have that 11 o'clock start time. You could watch an hour of the game, hour and a half of the game, go watch Justin Moore do his concert, and then go watch the red and white game. So, by the way, too, there's no TV. We found that out today. We knew there was no TV. And there's no radio, right? There's no place for it to be, at least on the bus.
No, it's on 106.7 Buzz 2. It'll be there for about 2 hours, maybe a little bit more. It depends on when the Arkansas Travelers get started.
Okay, so we confirmed that the Travelers, it's not a conflict. It's not you'll be able
no,
to get
if the spring game is starting at 2, which is what I've heard, so, and then the Arkansas Travelers game starts at 4:05. I don't know how long spring games usually run, but they're not that long, right?
No, I wouldn't think so. Well, probably 3 hours max.
I would
think max, maybe 2.5, something like that. But
I think you get about an hour of it, and you're like, okay, I've had my fill.
Yeah, that's it. I think you're right. I wonder who's calling the game. I wonder if it's Chuck Barrett and
I plan
Quinn.
On calling the game like I always do. I don't know why I wouldn't do it. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna call the game.
Oh my goodness! All right, boys, let's take a break. Come back.
Are you leaning back as far as you can? Can you go back any further?
Let me see. Yeah, there we go. Oh my gosh! I was just looking. They've got some old school memorabilia in here.
Yeah, grab some.
I know.
What's wrong with you? They're not going to miss it.
They've got cameras.
They're
going
to think it. Well, you know, you know what?
Okay. I'm going to throw this to you, Roger.
Right.
I am staring at an old Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Of a Razorback football game with two players.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you without me telling
two
you any
players.
More.
Two players.
Two. Without me giving you football.
Yeah.
Without me giving you any more hints.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you one hint. Yeah. It was from the 60s. Who's on the magazine cover?
And they're players. They're players. Chuck Dykus?
Nope.
Is it Bruce James?
Bruce James is correct.
Yes.
That's exact. And who is he? Who is he
you know,
chasing?
When there's no. Listen, Bruce James is two people.
Guess who he's chasing, Raj?
Is he chasing James Street? No.
I think he's chasing James Street. How about that? I forget about that Sports Illustrated
That's
cover.
That's a great one. Does he have one? Does he have it?
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's hit there.
Find out, and if he doesn't, he will this weekend, right?
And right, Roger, right next to that in another cubicle, Hogopoly.
Who?
I said it right. Hogopoly.
Not
Monopoly.
No,
Hogopoly.
Hogopoly. Okay.
Yes, that's
right.
Exactly
very
right.
Good, yeah, very good. Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yes.
I've never played that.
Yes,
okay.
How about that?
Huh?
Yeah. There's a Razorback Dr. Pepper bottle. There's all kind of fun things in here.
Oh, yeah. What do I have this for? I got 94 championship Pepsi bottles, yeah.
All right. We'll come back and wrap things up. Don't go away.
This is David Basil for Oaklawn Hot Springs. Oaklawn is closing out the season with serious horsepower. From the paddock to the pavement, one lucky winner will drive away with a brand new Ford Bronco Raptor during the horsepower giveaway Saturday, May 2nd. Earn entries in the casino April 2nd through the 25th with qualifier and free play drawings held every Saturday in April. You can also earn entries at the races April 2nd through May 2nd, leading up to the final drawing on May 2nd. Enjoy Oaklawn's 24/7 smoke-free casino featuring over 15 1,500 slots and live table games, including blackjack, roulette, and craps. And don't miss Headliner Entertainment, Rick Springfield, live Friday, May 1st at the Oakland Event Center. Tickets are now on sale at Oakland.com. From Forbes-rated dining and free valet to the Astro Spa, Arkansas's only four-star spa, it's all waiting for you. Come join the fun at Oakland Hot Springs, Arkansas's only casino resort. Book your spring or summer getaway today at Oakland.com.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you, with state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. It's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now is right here for you at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health, where motion lives and service leads.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
At the Little Rock Athletic Club, you could do a different exercise every day of 2026 and never do the same one twice. They've got that much variety. And right now, you get 30% off the joining fee. The Little Rock Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Introducing Blue Belt Pro, a dessert with up to 12 grams of protein and 110 calories or less per serving. Low fat, no added sugars, and gluten-free. Dig into a pint. It's more than just protein. It's Blue Belt Pro. Never has high protein tasted so good.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and Walgreens.
The circle of life includes death. Small estates, large probates, or trust administrations, hire the lions. Life's a jungle. Be healthy, wealthy, and wise with Lion Legal. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We want to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Are you newly engaged or almost there? Well, this is your sign to say yes. Say yes to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Wedding Show Sunday, April 26th at Hendricks College in Conway. Meet more than 30 exhibitors. See fashion and win giveaways at the Conway Wedding Show. Sponsored in part by Dillard's and Crown Entertainment. Tickets are just $10 in advance to the April 26th Conway Wedding Show. Visit ArkansasBridalCommunity.com for more information or call 501-378-3807.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All righty then. Bow. Boy, what a show that was.
Woo! Yeah, great job, dude.
A lot of hog talk. Christian Weaver's got his work cut out for him today.
Yeah.
It's got you got a lot of good stuff, Christian, and with really good people there. So
days like these are why I have a job.
Touche. I don't know if we lost Justin or not. I don't know if he's still there or not, or if he. But I've been charged to. We got to get a bobblehead for Ella. So I'm gonna. That's the mission. I've been charged with it.
You're throwing it out there. There's gonna be a few other people that are gonna be.
I know. You're right. And that I want to remind everybody too. You got horse racing today at Oaklawn. Raj, don't forget about that.
His mother's a mutter. His father was a mutter. They're going to have some mutters down there.
First post time is at 12:45. Tomorrow night I'll be emceeing the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame. If you're in that area, you ought to check that out. Support it. It's a really good organization. They're honoring a lot of great athletes down there. I think that starts at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, tomorrow, again, we mentioned the Hogtown opens at 10, and then you've got Justin Moore's concert at 12:45,
yep.
And then the red and white game is at 2 o'clock.
Well, so. I appreciate you giving me the day off. I will be leaving after the show. I'm headed to the airport.
Yes.
Flying down to Destin.
Yes.
I'm going to play golf with...
your annual trip.
Well, it's the second annual, yeah, so it's the second time. They're going to keep inviting me, I guess, until they go, you know what, it's not worth it.
Are you going to go out and hit some balls this weekend?
Well, that's what it's all. We'll play golf for...
Oh, that's right. You're leaving Saturday, right?
No, leaving right after the show.
Wow, Christian.
Boom.
Wow.
At least it's still on schedule as far as what they said. The plane is still leaving then, so...
Speaking of that,
I just need to pack enough underwear.
Thanks to Greg Hatcher for helping us get our 14 folks with the Brewers Award up to Indiana yesterday for the trophy presentation for Brian Haynes, the Brewers Award winner, and also Wayne Smith at Oaklawn for being our presenting sponsor. It was a great day up there. Really cool to be a part of that and sense the history there of what happened on that campus. Maybe one of the greatest, if not the greatest, turnaround stories, not just in college football, but all of sports. I mean, they were like the Cubs. They were, you know, they could not win. They had never won. And nobody would ever have predicted in 2 years a coach could have turned, you know, maybe win a few games, but not win the national championship and go, you know, win 16 games.
No,
so,
nobody. No, Kevin started the show with it and I'll end it. That was not on anyone's bingo card.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was something very impressive. Well, Roger, have a great trip. Christian did a good job this week. Will you be locked into all the NBA action tonight and this weekend?
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Is there one game that you're looking forward to go, oh, my gosh, I cannot miss this game?
Well, I want to see the Spurs and Blazers tonight because Spurs will be without Wimby, so it's possible that the Blazers could take another game off the Spurs.
Right.
And then, of course, I want to see Timberwolves and Nuggets again. Are the Wolves going to upset the Nuggets in round one? And I'm a Thunder fan, so I want to see the Thunder beat the Suns again.
Thunder!
Gotcha. Roger, I get a chance to, before we get Justin on here, birthdays today. How old do you think Barbara Streisand is?
Ooh, Barbara Streisand is the big 8-0.
8-4. Dead or alive, Roger? Dead or alive?
She is alive and married.
No, I'm asking the next one. Yeah, one. This is her bad. Dead or that's okay. And Christian, you can pop into dead or alive. Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine is still alive.
She's with us.
Yep.
How old is she?
She's 86. Who's her brother?
She's 92.
Who's her brother?
She has a new movie coming out.
She does?
Yep.
Wow. Who's her brother?
Warren Beatty.
Next.
How about this? Remember Vince Ferragamo? What did Randy? Was it they call him Vince Ferrigno?
I think he. I don't know if he called Hulk Vince Ferragamo or if he called the quarterback for the Rams Vince Ferrigno. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. Before I forget, happy birthday to Care. Happy birthday, just in case it is. And I forgot. Happy birthday, Donovan.
I didn't even mention that the last hour show, a couple hours of the show, second round of the draft tonight. Will we see a Razorback taken, Justin Akery? I think probably so.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope Washington goes.
Yeah, I think so. I think he does. Yeah,
I think we see one tonight for sure because it's second and third round. So I think he goes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
No question about it. Justin, did you hear us the trivia about the Notre Dame running backs? Did you hear that by chance?
No.
So the Notre Dame running backs were the how many times has it happened where you have running backs from the same team be drafted in the first round How many times?
I actually looked at this the other day.
Okay,
it's, so happened two other times, I believe.
Yeah, four total. It was
Really? This is the fourth time or the third time?
Fourth time.
Okay.
It was A&M back in '87. Then Cadillac
Williams.
Who were
the '87 guys?
It's a guy you probably. I mean, it was basically guys I played against. Roger Vick and they're not really recognized.
Yeah,
Roger
I've never
Vick
heard
and
of them.
Rod Bernstein. Yeah, I'm stunned that they both went in the first round. I forget. I mean, I think they were.
I know Ronnie Brown and Cadillac. We talked about the other day because Cadillac had a birthday, and then obviously the
funny SMU didn't do it, huh?
No,
you
Craig
know
James
what? No,
wasn't that highly thought of. I wouldn't think it's a pro prospect.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think. I don't definitely think going the first round.
I wasn't born yet.
Ever.
If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you're encouraged from last night. You sort of like what happened there, right? Yeah, Raj. Yeah.
Again, you got to produce on the field. You know, we talked about it with Burks. You know, had high hopes for him at Tennessee. Yada yada. Words. Injuries and everything didn't materialize. I'm to the point now. You got to prove it on the field. Let's move. Because I don't know who they need. I don't know what they need.
For Justin, they selected Jordan Tyson. He's a good wide receiver. Top one in the draft, they say.
Yeah, I think he got... That was a pretty good deal for them, I think.
Yeah, he's a good player. Fun fact. Him and his brother Jalen Tyson, are the first brothers to ever be selected in the first round of the NFL and the NBA draft.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool.
One more time.
He was selected in the first round of the NFL draft. His brother was selected in the first round of the NBA draft. They're
that's
the first
cool.
brothers
that
to ever do that.
That's very
great
cool.
Trivia question, Wiz.
That's some good genes right there, boys. That's some good genes.
Yep.
Justin, what's happening on the Zone today?
Well, typical Friday show. We got Nancy, a couple more Fridays, boys, at racing. And so she's going to join us today with some picks. So we'll look forward to that. We got Tom Murphy from the Democrat Gazette. And Nancy's brought to you by Winner's Circle Concierge, Champs and Chumps, Washtenaw Bar and Grill. Susan Altruis coming up today. They've got wild wines at the zoo tonight and tomorrow, and so she's going to talk a little bit about that. We're actually going to give away some tickets in case you're interested in such things, and I hope that you are. There's also a VIP experience we'll talk about with them. Philip Martin's popping in, going to hang out with us today. What's on tap? Thanks to Flyway Brewing. Get the Zone Rewind, a whole lot more.
Nice.
All right, Roger, we'll have a great trip down to Florida.
Where are you going?
Listen, be safe going down to Destin.
Destin, I love Destin.
Man, be safe driving up back down from that way to Pine Bluff and all that. Tap that steering wheel.
Christian, have a great weekend yourself. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Christian, for getting everything done today.
Yeah, Christian's got some work to do, but that's like I said, that's why he has a job.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you. We can't do it without you. Have a great weekend. Don't go away because the Zone is up next.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Service